This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can visit us online. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Billy. Hi, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, and they tell me that I stop breathing several times during the night. Is there anything that I can do for that?
You know, sleep apnea is, it depends. It depends on your weight. It depends on, obviously, several factors. When they do a sleep study, obviously, they can monitor all of that. Like they said, you stop breathing a couple times through the night. One thing that they found with sleep issues, regardless if you've got apnea or you're having challenges with sleeping, is to actually look into a couple things. Neurotransmitters, your brain chemistry, and having that evaluated can be very helpful. The other is also with oxygen getting into the cells. And so certain anemias can be triggers. So getting some blood work done, which I'm sure you've had, but they can dig a little bit deeper, looking at maybe some iron levels, ferritin as well for more of an iron deficiency. And they can also look at B12. There is a B12 test that's really good called MMA, methylmalonic acid. A lot of physicians don't run it. It can be very costly for the patient if insurance won't cover it. But it is kind of a gold standard for B12, and so it's a great one to look at. Also, making sure that your body absorbs B12, intrinsic factor is a key for that as well. So there's several factors to look at as far as the way your body can handle utilizing oxygen within the cell, and that can be something as well. Now, structurally, it can be an issue within the back of the throat as well. There could be, swelling in certain glandular areas that could be causing some of the issues. It could be an inflammatory response within the body. Many times when people are overweight, they've been eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. They have food allergies, which can cause chronic congestion, chronic post-nasal drip that can cause a host of issues within the sinuses that can cause issues and create potential sleep apnea challenges. So several things to look at as far as a natural perspective. Is there a silver bullet? Not really. It's more about looking at some of the global issues you have going on and coming up with a game plan around that as well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infant deaths now are spurring an FDA warning against a food thickening gel. The U.S. FDA, or the FDA, is warning parents to avoid feeding a food thickening agent called Simply Thick to premature babies. The gel is typically given to babies born prematurely before 37 weeks to help them with problems swallowing. The warning comes after the product was linked to 15 cases of necrotizing enterocolitis, or NEC, and the potential lethal condition involving inflammation and death of the intestinal tissue. Two of the babies in these cases died, and the FDA said in a statement, the agency said it first learned a potential problem with Simply Thick on May 13th, with cases reported over prior 6 months in premature infants treated at centers around the country. And the babies were given Simply Thick to help with swallowing difficulties linked to prematurity. Some of the babies fell ill after using Simply Thick after discharge from the hospital, the FDA said. So NEC typically has symptoms such as bloated abdominal area, trouble with feeding, green-colored vomiting, and bloody stools. Parents and caregivers with any concerns about the use of Simply Thick should contact their healthcare provider, the FDA said. And according to the agency, Simply Thick is sold as distributors and pharmacies across the U.S. in packets of individual servings or in 64-ounce dispenser bottles. So want to be careful along with that, with NEC and with the Simply Thick. Just a little note of warning, especially from the FDA. Email came in. Kevin from Dayton, Ohio, says, I grind my teeth at night and wake up with headaches and jaw pain. With a dental night guard help, it would. And that possibly could be causing it. But also, when with people that grind their teeth, typically there's an inability or kind of a loss, is a better way to put it, of GABA, or a deficiency of GABA. Now, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And when GABA levels decline in the body, the excitatory response increases. So what happens is stress or anxiety can increase in the body. So GABA is kind of our chill-out neurotransmitter, our chill-out brain chemical. And it can get really low. That's why a lot of people, when they get stressed out or they have these kind of issues like grinding their teeth, they take medications such as buspirone or some of the benzodiazepines like Xanax. And that can cause the body to chill out and cause it to function better. But again, the grinding of the teeth, and if you don't want to be taking that for a long period of time. So there's some options. With GABA, there's some nutritional components that have been shown to be very helpful. Now, most of the time we talk about foods that you can look into, but these are probably foods you would want to avoid that can help stabilize GABA levels from a food perspective, a nutritional perspective that they've shown. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with medication. This just has to do with building up nutrition within the body. Now, these are the foods that they say in research that you should avoid. And these are peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all those foods are typically ones you would want to avoid. And they're healthy foods. You look at them and you think, well, my goodness, aren't those health foods? But just because a food is healthy for you doesn't mean that if you're dealing with a certain condition of some kind, your body has some kind of instability or deficiency, that it's not something you would want to avoid. So being careful with that is something that will be helpful, especially when you're grinding your teeth. But yeah, the night guard, to answer your question, Kevin, would be very helpful. So this is something, it all depends on, you know, the severity of it, you know, going to see your physician, seeing what they say, all of those kind of things would be very beneficial in the middle of what you're dealing with. Grinding your teeth can be a real challenge. Next, we're going to go to Alonzo. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
A year ago, I noticed a little painful lesion that came up on my leg. I thought it was like a bite from a spider. It actually turned out to be what they call a boil. I had been suffering with them now for about a year. They come and they go. They seem to lie dormant, then they come back. My doctor gave me some medicine, and it helped for a little bit, but they come back. And now my wife, on Sunday, had got a painful swelling over her eye completely closed up, and they said it was a skin abscess. I looked it up and saw the skin abscess meant that it was a boil. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something we can do as far as this goes, you know, to help these things out as far as getting rid of them? And is it something in our house that's actually causing this?
Potentially. I don't know if it's something so much in your house. It could be a bacterial infection that could be causing the pseudo boil or the boil, whatever it might be. So, I mean, but one thing I can tell you for good overall skin health is to keep the bacteria healthy in your gut. And keeping the bacteria healthy in the gut, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And one of the best things you can do is to eat healthy foods that contain a lot of natural, what are called probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You can do that, and they make them in a supplement form, but also a lot of the dairy foods like goat's milk yogurt, regular raw cow's milk, which can be very healthy. A lot of those dairy products, kefir, can be really, really good. A lot of the hard cheeses contain large amounts of probiotics that can be really good for the gut health. And when you keep your gut healthy, many times the skin can be healthy as well. And remember, the skin's the largest organ we have. So keeping it healthy is pretty darn important. So a couple things to think about. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Make sure you send me an email. Also, our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, able to take you from where you are to where you need to be when it comes to nutrition and lifestyle-based care. You can check it out online, getwellproviders.com. Let's go now to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Can I do this to build up my immune system? I'm in my 50s, and I seem to catch colds more frequently than I used to. They seem to hit me harder and are slower to clear up, and I'm thinking there's got to be something I can change to get my immune system going a little stronger.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. The biggest one that we found over the years has been vitamin D. Vitamin D is just a big, big piece to this puzzle, and it just makes such a big difference. I mean, the vitamin D, getting your numbers checked by your physician, making sure the numbers are in the upper end of the range between about 70 and 90, not windling around at the bottom around 30, just is so important. And you want to make sure that you've got a good game plan going with that, because vitamin D is really that wonder nutrient that keeps the immune system strong, great for the hormones, and, of course, great for bone density and those sorts of things. But, yeah, it plays a big, big role. And you don't want to just let it slide. You want to make sure that you got your vitamin D levels up. That's the key. Now, other pieces for the immune system, exercise is a big one that a lot of people don't like doing, but they say it raises your immune system. The studies I've read, by, like, 300%. I mean, that's huge. And that's just exercising maybe 10, 15 minutes a day. So the power and the benefits of exercise toward the immune system is just astronomical. So in that, just understand that it takes time and consistency, but that's also a good piece. Now, your diet is key to making sure that you eat the right kind of nutrients, cutting down inflammatory foods, and there's a whole list of that in my book. But, you want to make sure that you cut down the inflammatory foods, get rid of the processed foods. Dairy products, if you're going to go with them, either do raw dairy or you want to do goat's milk dairy if you have to get the pasteurized kind. Now, coconut milk is also a really good piece. They're making coconut milk-based yogurt. Just make sure it's unsweetened. Don't do the extra sugar. That's going to definitely not help with the immune system as well. But these are all important. I mean, vitamin C, all your basics. But those are some of the real keys to keeping that immune system up. You can look into other herbs and things like astragalus and echinacea, golden seal, and all of that. But really your core is your basic eating habits, your exercise habits, and keeping your vitamin D levels up. I mean, at the end of the day, you do all that, you'll be amazed at how strong you are all the way through the year, cold and flu seasons and all that sort of thing. So interesting for sure. Immune system is powerful. We just got to take care of it. Artificial sweeteners have always been a big issue within the news, and especially in the alternative side of care. We've bashed and we've gone after the natural sweeteners. I'm a big fan of stevia, by the way. But the food additive maltodextrin, which is commonly used in the artificial sweeteners, they're saying now may worsen Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, by encouraging the growth of E. coli bacteria in the small intestine. However, researchers stress that the findings are preliminary and the tests were conducted in a lab, not in people, so it's too soon to advise. Maltodextrin is a white powder used in many processed foods as a thickener or a filler. and it includes artificial sweeteners like Splenda and Equal, along with cereal, canned fruits, and packaged desserts, instant pudding, sauces, and salad dressings. You see maltodextrin everywhere, by the way. So in the study, the researchers placed Equal and Splenda and another sweetener, stevia, which is obviously a big fan of mine. I love stevia. In a dish along with E. coli bacteria taken from people with Crohn's disease. While E. coli is commonly found in the digestive tract of humans, it's usually found in the large intestine, explained senior study author Christine McDonald, who's assistant staff in pathobiology at the Cleveland Clinic. And she said the prior research has found that people with Crohn's tend to have E. coli in their small intestine, which is not normally found. Through the precise role that E. coli plays in the Crohn's is unknown, it's thought that the bacteria may contribute to the inflammation that marks that condition. Now, the growth in the dish with the Equal, which contains aspartame, dextrose, and maltodextrin, and the Splenda, which contains sucralose, dextrose, and maltodextrin, the E. coli grew stickier, forming a thick biofilm, according to the researchers, and the same did not happen with stevia, which is made from the leaves of a South American plant and does not contain the maltodextrin. So the researchers repeated the experiments with the E. coli, the maltodextrin alone, and the same sticky biofilm formed. So in the lab, E. coli becomes stickier, and it sticks to the intestinal cells, says McDonald, who conducted the research with graduate student Courtney Nickerson. But we haven't tested this in people who have other risk factors for inflammatory bowel disease, and this may tip them over the edge, they said. The study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Pretty cool. So, interesting to say the least. Our quote for the day comes from Jimmy Buffett, for all you Buffett fans. If we couldn't laugh, we all would go insane. How many times have you heard that? That is for sure. Rachel in Panama City, she writes in an email, she says, what's the best way to help with chicken pox? As an adult, I'm 28, never had them. Now I do. You got to ride it out. Chicken pox virus, you simply have to ride it out. There's antivirals that you can take, but most doctors are going to tell you just to kind of suck it up and walk through it. And it'll run its course, just like it does when you're a kid. Not a lot of fun, that's for sure. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. Don't you dare lose that hope. Hope is powerful. Hope can change. And hope is something that we've lost a lot in healthcare today. We've got to get it back in our lives from the economy that we're living in. But it is powerful. And there's some keys to living healthier. We're going to talk about those when we come out of this break. But don't you go anywhere. Make sure you encourage someone about their health with something you learn on this show. That's what this whole thing is about. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Stephen in California writes about his thyroid. He says, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and my doctor has me on levothyroxine. What do you think I should do? Well,
You've got slow thyroid function, so at the end of the day, not knowing all the facts and knowing all your lifestyle, I can tell you there's a couple things you can do. One is if you're taking the levothyroxine, you want to make sure you keep doing what your doctor's telling you to do, because that's just smart and good common sense. Remember, medicine manages. You got to come up with a game plan for your lifestyle choices. And so what's it going to be? Thyroid, you got to look at a couple things. One, there's some genetic involvement, but at the same time, there's some other factors. You want to get some blood work done, probably to check out your pituitary gland, to make sure the anterior pituitary gland is functioning effectively. There's a HGH blood test that your doctor can run for that to check out the numbers on that one. And there's some other issues that can be really helpful as well when you're looking at the body as a whole, okay, which is a real key. And you want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. Then with the thyroid gland, there's a couple things. One, you got to make sure there's plenty of iodine in your diet. If there's not, you can do a simple little urinalysis test. They can check your iodine levels. Or you can do a little self-test. There's a home test you can do where you take regular iodine, you put, or organic iodine, actually. It's a purplish color. Put a drop on your skin, it'll turn an orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, it means that you're heavily deficient in iodine. Most people that deal with thyroid conditions, hypothyroidism, remember hypo means low, and when you deal with low thyroid function, it usually means you're low in iodine. All right, that's a big one. Tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely helpful too, and that's a real big key. So that's the one thing I would definitely look at is the iodine. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at thyroid function, you have to look at your lifestyle choices and what's kind of led up to this. And a lot of people think it just breaks down, it just is what it is, grandma had it, mom had it, so now I have it. And that can be the case to a degree. But you always want to make sure that your lifestyle choices matter, because your diet can play a big role. I mean, you could be eating cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and those sorts of things. And that can be negatively affecting your thyroid on a regular basis. And so it's about the foods that you're eating every single day that can make a huge, huge difference. Hope that helps. Let's go now to June. Hi, June.
I'm really concerned about my 84-year-old mother who has been losing weight quickly, and she's down to 83 pounds. She's 5'7". She's had every test known to man practically done, and the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. It occurred to me the other day that possibly it's some kind of a fungal thing going on. Would that cause you to lose weight? And if that's a possibility, what test do I ask the doctors to do on her?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. Yes, it is. And she's been losing a lot of weight. It can be parasitic. They can do a stool sample to find if there's parasites. They can easily check that. And it's a very simple test they can run. That's one thing you might want to do. It could be yeast-related. It could be a lot of could-bes. Mostly in the digestive tract is where you want to look. And I guess they've already evaluated for any kind of inflammatory bowel disease or any type of malabsorption type issues, but that's where they want to look. It's all going to stem back from the digestive tract and figuring out exactly what's going on from that perspective. And that's the first and foremost area that you want to look at and get that checked into. Because when you start losing weight in a negative way, you always want to make sure that that's checked first. So the digestive tract is the key. That's where you want to look, okay? Keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying now that excessive gaming is a big issue, as you know, with our kids, teens especially, has been linked to depression and anxiety. So sitting in front of computers or television screens, playing video games appears to be bad for kids' brains as well as their bodies, according to research published Monday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, can lead to depression, anxiety, and poor grades. I know, kids, if you're listening to me, don't get frustrated. I like video games, too. I played them when I was a kid. Still play them now and have fun with them. So I get it. But after studying the gaming habits of more than 3,000 elementary and middle schoolers over the 2 years, you just got to back down on it a little bit. A team of international researchers found that only 9% of young children can be considered pathological gamers. That's a funny term. The kids who were labeled excessive gamers spend an average of 31 hours a week playing video games. Children who are socially awkward and are highly impulsive appear to be at the higher risk of developing an addiction to video games. These kids are also more likely to play violent games, the study claimed. They also discovered through the more youngsters play, the more depressed and anxious they become. And screen time is also linked with poor relationships with their parents as well as declining performance in school. It does not appear to be a habit. They're either willing to give up. And of the kids of the study who are excessive gamers to start, about 84% of them continued to be addicted to gaming at the end of the study. In other words, the researchers noted it's not one of those unfortunate phases children go through. They're actually sticking with it, not really a phase. So something to be concerned about for all of us that have kids, especially if you're playing games on a regular basis. Big, big deal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And don't forget our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers that believe in this lifestyle and nutrition-based talk care that we talk about. You can go online and check it out if you need some help with those folks. Great network that's growing all around the country. Really exciting stuff to see, that's for sure. Frank, you're with us next. How can I help? Oh, we lost Frank. That's okay. Sleep apnea is linked to higher cancer death risks, they're saying. So sleep apnea has already been linked to a host of adverse health problems. And so that's kind of a big deal, such as high blood pressure, heart disease. Now new research suggests that in people who already have cancer, the sleep disorder may raise the risk of dying from cancer. So that's telling you that sleep apnea is something that we really have to look at. And, of course, the sleep studies are really important. But at the same time, you've got to look at being overweight. There's a lot of risk factors for sleep apnea and what can be done. And sleep apnea being a big issue, it's about sometimes they've said in some studies that I've seen, you always want to make sure with that, that you're looking at the way oxygen's going into the cell. If you get low oxygen, meaning there's low B12 levels or low iron levels, that can be a big risk factor leading up to sleep apnea. So that is extremely important to make sure you stay on top of that. But the people with the most severe sleep apnea, those who have 30 or more episodes of low or no oxygen, see, there it is, in an hour of sleep, it's not just about not breathing. It's about literally the oxygen that's in the cells being ready. So sleep apnea is a periodic pausing of breathing during sleep that results in a drop of oxygen levels in your blood. It causes snoring and sleepiness during the day, explained study author Dr. Javier. And they said, aside from being an annoyance to your spouse, family members, and even your neighbors, depending on how loud your snoring is, sleep apnea is a severe problem. And it is, because it causes and can really increase hypertension, strokes, heart disease, and overall cardiovascular disease. But they're saying now, in this study they did, that the new study, or rather, at the University of Barcelona in Spain, they said that the studies for the age relative to sex, body mass, smoking, and other factors might be the number one risk factor. Well, duh, no kidding. It really comes down to your lifestyle. And if you've gained a bunch of weight and you're not getting good oxygen and you're nutrient deficient, having sleep apnea is not, hello, it's going to happen. And we make it seem like it's this phenomenon that we just can't figure it out, but it's not. It's simple. Lose the weight. Find out what your blood panel says about your overall nutrition. Make sure you're not nutrient deficient. And then mama's going to be happy that you're not snoring at night. Bottom line. Not real tough. Then we got Frank back with us. Frank, welcome to the show.
Friend who has Bell's palsy. It's a second time occurring for her, and she's just sort of at the end of her mood as far as knowing how to deal with it. The pain is excruciating at night for her.
They can give you, but some doctors will go for it. Some doctors will just tell you to just kind of hang tight. And I'm more of the opinion myself of just kind of hanging tight. Now, one thing you can do, too, is get some work done by an osteopathic physician or a DO, chiropractic physician, too. They can work on the spinal structures within the base of the neck. Sometimes that can give some relief. Depends on if there's irritation within those levels that needs to be done. It all just depends. But that might be an avenue that you want to look at just to see if there's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you got to wait it out. And lysine is a natural antiviral. It's an amino acid. Might want to look into that. But at the end of the day, hanging tight, unfortunately, is the best way to go with Bell's palsy. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, low testosterone issues, hormone issues, all together, depression, whatever it is. Let's talk about it. This is your show. And speaking of hormone issues, we've seen so much with men, the big low T, they're trying to brand that. And guys are getting low testosterone levels as they're checking them into their 40s and 50s, and it's causing a lot of issues with things like erectile dysfunction and brain fog, and your emotional, mental drive is going down. So getting guys back to their, fighting weight, if you will, and just overall mental capacity has been helpful. There's a lot of ways to really get testosterone levels up naturally. And this goes for women, too. Low testosterone in women has become a real issue. Sex drive has gone down in women, and they don't really know how to get, their sex drive back and really to be functional at that place. So it's kind of tough. But I can tell you some keys that are out there. One is to make sure your fat levels are up in your diet at least 25 to 30%. Low-fat diets are one of the biggest killers for your hormones. So you think you're going to cut the fat and lose the weight, but the reality is it's really going to raise havoc in your body. It's just not going to fare well. So you got to be really careful with that. The other one, you can use maca root. Things like tribulus have really good research behind them for raising testosterone levels, managing that, and just helping from more of a nutritional perspective. Protein diets that are moderate have been shown to be helpful. And also exercise programs are critical to keep testosterone levels at a good level. And it really does make a difference if you suffer from low testosterone levels. One of the big keys is high levels of stress. If you're under a lot of stress, emotional stress, relationship stress, whatever it might be, all of those are big indicators for testosterone levels being low and not being, at a good level. And what happens is, for the most part, dopamine levels begin to drop. And when dopamine drops, that's when we start having a little bit of an issue, because dopamine is a brain chemical. It's called a neurotransmitter. And when dopamine levels decline, then our testosterone begins to drop as well. So it's about keeping everything balanced is really what it comes down to. And making sure that your nutrition is good, making sure that your dopamine levels are kept high. And there's certain foods that will do that, certain foods that will help, and nutritional supplements that can help keep dopamine levels where they need to be. One of the biggest ones is stay away from caffeine and coffee. That will cut your dopamine levels almost in half. So if you're struggling with that, you want to make sure you really, really stay away from the caffeine and the coffee, because what that can do is make a big difference in your overall health, especially when you're dealing with those kind of things. We're going to go to Ronnie now on the show. Ronnie, you're on the line. How can I help?
I get a dull headache, and I pretty fatigued. It's kind of like you could almost, it just comes on suddenly, all these symptoms together. The fatigue, with the fatigue, I don't want to move. If I sit down, I'm about done. I just want to take a nap. It comes with a pressure behind the eyes, and it kind of becomes hard to focus. It definitely affects my, it makes me irritable, grouchy, my daughter says. My concentration goes. It's hard for me to recall nouns when this happens. And there's no real time that I know what's going to happen. It happens if I eat or don't eat, if I've slept well or not. And if I do take a nap, it hits, I feel a little better, but an hour later it can come back and I just want to take another nap.
Well, a big piece of that is making sure the thyroid's okay. I know that they probably checked everything, but still, looking at the anterior pituitary gland is a real key for the thyroid. I mean, it is extremely important. So making sure that they check those levels, it's usually the primary, and thyroid ends up being secondary. So getting that checked is really important. I would also encourage you to have them look at not only your iron levels, but your ferritin levels. Iron, obviously, is the piece that will go in and it helps with oxygen into the cells. But the ferritin is the storage tank. So it's one thing to have enough iron, but if you're not storing it, then it's not doing anyone any good. So you might want to look at both of those, making sure that they're kind of where they need to be. You want to check those out. But they go hand in hand, and that's a big piece. Now, B12, a real good test for that is MMA, methylmalonic acid. That can be really helpful when you're looking at the B12 levels, making sure there's enough oxygen getting into the cell. And it could be both. It could be both. And a lot of fatigue issues are caused by that. Another one is a brain chemical called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a big piece for any kind of fatigue issue that's non-hormone related. And it comes from, obviously, your brain. And it's where it's the number one produced chemical in the brain that can make a big, big difference. So you want to take a look at that as well. They can do a blood test to check that out. There's nutritional options that can build that up as well. So, again, a lot of these pieces of the puzzle can really, really be helpful, especially when you're looking at fatigue. Because fatigue, low energy level is a big issue. And adrenal fatigue can be part of it as well. But there's some other factors that need to be looked at on that. Pomegranate juice health claims can be deceptive. A company's ads claiming that pomegranate juice can treat cancer, heart disease, or erectile dysfunction are found to be deceptive, U.S. regulators said Monday. POM, P-O-M, wonderful, violated federal law by making those deceptive claims and must stop making the claims immediately, said Judge Michael Chappelle. While the judge said there are inadequate evidence to support the company's claims of pomegranate juice as a superfood, he said the company would not have to submit to pre-approved marketing. The company said the FTC lawsuit tried to create new and stricter industry standards with their company than required for pharmaceuticals for the marketing of health benefits of safe food and natural food-based products. You know, that's getting, they're cranking down a lot more on that. By the way, pomegranate is an incredible food with tons of health benefits. But it's interesting to see how the marketing claims are getting cracked down on. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, the show where it helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to theralac.com.